Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, say, wow. This show, like, sends its signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers some major ground, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care. Listen, folks, this is who I use, all right? I've been going there since way before they were advertising on this show. And that's one of the reasons why I like having them on, because I am proud of who they are. I know the owner of the whole chain of the clinics, and he's a right side ruffian, let me just tell you. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care, with locations all over North Alabama. They got five around the Birmingham area. They got them up in the Northeast in Anniston and Gadsden and that area. Listen, they're open 7 days a week. I mean, if you wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever, what do? Southern Immediate Care. You look online, you find the location nearest to you. Walk-ins are welcome. They'll see all ages. I'm talking geriatric to pediatric, y'all. Southern Immediate Care, every time I have been in their door, it has been professional. It has been clean. It has been friendly. So you check them out. I think you'll be pleased. So just find the location nearest to you online. Southern Immediate Care, they are there for you. And by the way, if you go, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Couple of quick texts before I go into a short dipper, because by golly, I'm getting all three dippers done, Butters.
I never doubted you.
Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, talking about the money that we discussed on the $270 million opioid settlement. He says that money should go towards drug rehabilitation programs and mental health programs. Well, just so you know, Mark, of the two departments that are clamoring for some of that money, one is the Alabama Department of Mental Health, and the other is the Alabama Department of Public Health, both of which say they want to use it for those very reasons. The other two are the Department of Corrections and the Department of Pardons and Paroles, both of whom say they are inordinately, you know, dealing with people with those issues. So I get it. Maybe so. But I would also love to see something come back to the average citizen, because the people of the state have had to deal with the issues too. Brandy from Athens says, let's use the hashtag missing rocket. Yeah, our rocket's gone. Dadgummit. Allie from Athens, Senator, I think we need to rename this segment the Grand Kerfluffle. It got a bit boisterous, didn't it, Allie? Allison from Madison says, today is Smokey and the Bandit Day, 10-4, good buddy. That's right, today is 10-4. Today is the date, is 10-4. I just realized what she was saying. Okay, all right.
10-4?
That's right. All right, hey, so let me jump into this for a minute. Found a great piece that sort of sparked this whole segment. So for the next few minutes, let me just talk about the climate cult. And remember, that's what I've been calling it, the climate cult. The other day I did a monologue where I talked about the three cults that I think are what I call cultural cults, one of which is the cult of climate change. And the cult of climate change, listen, they're radical. They have beliefs that no one feels comfortable with, for the most part, except themselves. They want us to change, to conform to their ways, and they find us to be basically beneath them if we don't believe like they believe. Well, I found a great piece that came out actually a day and a half ago, 2 days ago, from the Epoch Times. It's a commentary by a guy named J.G. Collins, and it's called "It's Time to Tell America's Climate Cult to Stop." Well, that caught my attention because, first of all, he's using terms that I'm already using on the air. I thought I coined the phrase, but somebody else is calling it the climate. Maybe he read my stuff. Maybe he listens to Right Side Radio. There's that. Anyway, he points out this. If you haven't already heard, I'll update you. The Prime Minister of England is Rishi Sunak. And Rishi Sunak, a Tory Prime Minister, he has he's kind of gotten out there. I mean, he's not what the cult claims is a climate change denier. No, he's not. But what he is, though, is a pragmatist. He's a realist. And he recognizes that he's got issues before him that impact a lot of people. And so Rishi Sunak has really kind of caught some attention because he's been willing to speak truth to people that don't want to hear it. And so what he did recently was he came out and said that we're not going to pursue these massive climate draconian policies. His words, there's nothing ambitious about simply asserting a goal for the short-term headline without being honest with the public about those tough choices and sacrifices and without any meaningful democratic debate about how we get there. I mean, that's what he's saying is, we didn't debate this, y'all. We just went out there and started doing it. And we got to stop. Okay, so that's a huge move right now on the world stage to see one of our major Western leaders stand up and go, okay, I do not see this as being feasible. But in the United States, what are we doing? We're just barreling straight ahead. So right now, here's some statistics for you. Right now, the Biden administration, through its EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has put in place, basically they're legislating by fiat, right? They've put in place these policies that are saying things like, by the year 2026, they want vehicles to be sold at 55 miles per gallon for sedans and 39 miles per gallon for trucks. That is not going to happen. That is not even reasonable. And why the auto industry is not stepping up and going, stop it. We can't get there from here. It's going to take us 20 years to get to what you want to do. Well, then you're just going to have to go electric, aren't you? Ha ha! How you like us now? That's what's happening. Do you recall a law being passed on this? Nope. You don't. What you have is activists, bureaucrats, in the executive branch who are openly and willingly saying, we're just going to make these standards impossible to reach and drive people to electric vehicles. But then you got to look at it. The piece that I'm looking at from the Epoch Times goes on to talk about the fact that there are blue states out there that are leading the charge on this, even more so than the federal government. There are blue states right now, state and local governments, that are doing things that are so radical. I mean, like right now in New York City, the legendary pizzerias in New York City are having to probably switch over very soon away from their coal-fired and wood-burning ovens to go to electric pizza ovens. It's going to change everything. And then you've also got, oh, by the way, New Yorkers may be told very soon, because it's being discussed, that they have to hold on to their garbage for at least a week to allow for mandatory composting of organic waste. What? Yes, because the city is going to get into composting. Can you imagine the smell? Can you imagine the rats? As people are having to hang on to their trash for over a week, so it can do a little self-composting before they'll take it. I mean, this is the nuttiness that we're seeing. And yet, right now, you're literally looking at England going, or Great Britain going, okay, whew, you know what? That sounded neat for a while when you went to the World Economic Forum in Davos, but how about we just say, hold the phone? And the article, the article from Epoch Times, and they're a conservative publication, but the article is pretty well reasoned. I mean, it even says, few would argue that it would be better to reduce hydrocarbon emissions if we can, but you have to consider also the general health of people. Even if it's not about climate goals, we have to be able to maintain an economy so that we can feed people, clothe them, house them. And then it says this, we cannot do those things if we overburden the nation's electric grid. We cannot do those things relying on renewables like wind and solar, not even with the best technology we have today. We cannot do that with Americans abandoning their gasoline-powered internal combustion engines in favor of EVs that most of them can't afford and that require a charge, once again, from an overburdened electrical grid. What's happened here, and y'all know it, and I'm just saying it, but I'm telling you, this is a great piece. And if you haven't read it, all our resources are up on the resources tab on the live stream page. You can go check out these articles if you want to. But in this third dipper of climate cult, that one right there caught my attention because he addresses it as the climate cult. And he says flat out, Great Britain's already put a stop to some of this. Great Britain's already going, wow, let's hold the phone here for a minute. I mean, you're looking at right now a story here on the Daily Fetched. Daily Fetch has a story dated yesterday. Automakers facing a potential of up to $14 billion in fines under Biden's unfeasible fuel rules. In other words, the standards that are putting in place by regulatory fiat are looking at having to fine the automakers if they don't get there. So not only will they be facing losses, which they are, Ford just said they're posting a $5.4 billion loss on their electric vehicle market. And then you're going to add fines on top of that? Why don't you just, while you're at it, why don't you just say we're trying to crush the auto industry? How about that? There's that. Let me take a call real quick before I run out of time. I got about a minute and a half before the break. Jeffro from Indiana. Hey, Jeffro, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
What's on your mind, hey, buddy?
I wonder what would it be if these people were, if we were in the, still in the ice age and the Earth was warming up. Would they still be against this, I wonder? Or, to me, I think it was kind of a good thing.
A little fireside smoke never hurts you when you're trying to stay warm, right?
Yeah. Well, what is their goal? Is their goal to enhance humanity or just, maybe try to keep the Earth from changing just because they, I don't know. The climate has always changed. It's never stopped. Just because we've had a pause and a change for a length of time doesn't mean it's, we're responsible for it. The volcanoes and stuff has a whole lot more to do with the climate than that we can ever change it by doing what they're doing now.
I'll tell you one of the main reasons why I think they're doing it. I mean, there are true believers who are out there going, we got to save the world. And they're out there, gluing their hands to the street so you can't drive and whatever else. But I think one of the main reasons that the world leadership is doing it is control. That's what I think.
Yeah. The ultimate outcome of this will be human demise. I mean, it's going to cause a lot more deaths than it would if just the climate changes, because these third world nations and everything, basically if we destroy the United States, that's going to kill a whole lot more people than climate ever will.
Oh, yeah. Look, the economies of the nations involved have to be considered. And if you're going to ruin the economy, then all you've done is ruin the world. You're going to have people, it's going to be chaos. The idea that somehow or another everything is evil unless it fits the climate agenda, that's cultish behavior right there.
Yeah, exactly. On another note, if we got time, my wife is getting heart surgery tomorrow. It's minimally invasive. It's called a Watchman. It's basically to plug a atrial appendage that pretty much everybody has, but she has AFib. It's to keep from getting clots in there. And
okay.
She's on blood thinners right now, and if that's successful, she won't have to be on them no more. So.
Well, Jeff, remind me of her first name, please.
Carolyn.
Carolyn, I'm praying right now. You ready? Here we go. Lord God, we love you, Father. We thank you for Jeff. We thank you for his friendship to this show and for the work that he does every single day faithfully. But I pray for Carolyn, because tomorrow she has a procedure, and God, we need it to go perfect. And we want her healing to be complete. And we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing. And so, Father, we pray over her that it would go well and that she would have a quality of life like she hasn't had in too long. In Jesus' name, amen.
I appreciate that, Phil. Thank you and the audience.
All right. We love you, man. You have a great day. Be careful on the road. And we got to go to break because I ran long on that. So see you, Jeff. All right, man. Take us to the break. That's a great way to close down. Listen, never stop and always stop and pause and pray. If someone asks you to, pray right then. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. So, by the way, I got to tell you who else has a lot of common sense, and that's my friends over at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, man, y'all, they are epic good at what they do. ZLA Solutions is all over our listening area, working with lots of different employer groups, big names and even small companies. And so they come in and they help you do things, in their words, to help make your business better. They can bring all kinds of different business end solutions, consulting with you on things like logistics and warehousing and sorting and containment, quality control. But their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, and apparently from what we're reading right now, a lot of jobs are out there unfilled. If you need people, they can help recruit them for you. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. And I like to always say it's blue collar, white collar, or no collar. They can do it. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. Check them out at ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And if you do, you know the deal. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. That would mean a lot to me. Quite a few text messages, so let me just catch a few of these. JT Lacey Springs has just tuned in. Any comments today on Speaker Pro Tem McHenry? We did, man. We talked about that earlier, him ousting Pelosi. He didn't just oust Pelosi, bro. He also ousted Steny Hoyer. So, yeah, basically the Democrats were basically told, if you're going to spend that much of your time unseating the Speaker of the House for the first time in U.S. history, then go find another office. And they were kicked out. So let the games begin. Andrew from Tony says, Congress needs to pass a law that requires the EPA and other agencies to prove what they're mandating is actually possible. Yeah, wouldn't that be a hoot? Badger from Athens says, prayer to Mrs. Jeff from Indiana. And then we got the same from TL from Huntsville, says, urgent prayers for Carolyn. I know Brian from Huntsville just called in, said the same. We appreciate that. Allison from Madison says, prayers going up for Jeff and Carolyn. John from Huntsville has got the grades. I'll come right back to it here in a second. But Tracy from Athens said, amen. Patrick from Grove Oaks says, good job, Phil, when you tell people to pray, that do it right. He says, good job when you tell people you will pray for them, do it right then with them. And I appreciate it, man. You're right. Absolutely. Scott from Athens says, I love chaos in D.C. It means children yet to be born aren't being enslaved with as much debt. Well, if they'll stop spending, that would be cool. And then John from Huntsville's already got the grades in. John from Huntsville says, Phil, you did a great job today, so you get an A+. Butters, your performance today was perfection. So I'm giving you a very rare A++. Congratulations, you win. That's 2 days in a row.
I am honored. I will make a plug that I think you get some extra points for actually squeezing in all three dippers.
Are you sliding some of your points over to me? Is that what's happening?
I'm not giving that stuff up. That's not what I was saying.
No participation trophies for Phil. We're not doing that around here. No. All right. Listen, and then old parts guy from Albertville just texted in. He says, hundreds of millions of dollars? If Soros can buy corrupt federal judges, Alabama should buy some conservative ones? Or maybe we should continue some of Trump's legal fees in the national public eye? Wow, there's a random few thoughts for you on spending money. I don't see the money going for Trump's legal fees. Just so you know. All right, listen. Great day. Keep in mind tomorrow we got a great day. 2:30 tomorrow we expect Speaker of the Alabama State House Nathaniel Ledbetter to be here in studio with us. We're going to be talking about labor force participation and what we're going to do about this because. We got a whole lot of jobs sitting empty. Our unemployment rate is great. Our labor force participation rate is in the tank. So, yeah, let's be here tomorrow, see what Speaker of the House Nathaniel Ledbetter has to say about that, because I imagine we'll hear more about it in the coming days in our legislative session. And then just also keep in mind, folks, this show exists for y'all. I mean, literally, Butters and Boomer and myself, we'd just be sitting here talking in a can if we didn't have you guys out there listening. So y'all make it worthwhile, and we appreciate you every single day. Jesus is Lord. America's great. Alabama's beautiful. Life's worth living. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.